Look at it. Yep,
the petita. So the spoilers for Civil War begin now. I just love that. Oh, cool. You've got a robot arm. And he's just holding the arm without any problem at all.
I know.
Just, you know, and that's the kind of thing that, like, there's nothing, like, whenever you see Superman doing something super, it's always a grand movement of, I will lift this. And for Spider-Man, it's like, he catches the guys, as you know, Bucky, as he throws a punch, he sort of catches him. Oh, you got a robot arm. That's cool. Wow. And he's kind of squeezing it and kind of hurting Bucky a little bit in the you know, like, right. I thought that it wasn't, that wasn't a thing to him. And his powers are, they're so, and that's the one thing is, like, Spider-Man's powers are very, very natural to him. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, if I were to say that you have a superpower and your superpower is being able to read, well, to you, it doesn't seem like a superpower. But if you were the only human who could read, it would be an amazing power. to Spider-Man, like moving really fast or being able to catch somebody's robot arm that's trying to punch you or shooting a web or whatever, like these do not feel like superpowers to him. They're just things he can do. And he understands that they're different because he got the powers and he knows that that's very different. But
he's also sciencey. He's sciencey, yeah. and likes learning about stuff. And he's still got that curiosity. And like, this is a whole new world to him.
Yeah. And the fact, again, spoilers, I love that he didn't talk about Uncle Ben. He didn't reiterate any of his story.
Oh, I know.
It was implied. And the way that Tom Holland kind of portrays that on his face and his eyes, you know that he's dealing with something.
Right.
And you don't really know what it is. Maybe they've changed the story. Maybe it's the same story, but there's something there that he's learned some kind of lesson already. He's learned with great power comes great responsibility, or he's starting to learn it. And they don't say it. You don't have to deal with the origin.
They don't beat it to death. Yeah, I totally agree.
He's not like, you know, when Stark's talking to him, he's not like, well, I was bit by this spider. He doesn't say any of that. Right. I just thought it was just great. It was just done just right.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I went back and I didn't read all of Civil War, but I was just flipping through it on Comixology. You know, they're true enough to the story. I mean, I think they did a pretty good job of getting the basic idea of Civil War. And I think the thing that they did better than I expected was making the case for why Tony was doing what he's doing. Because, I mean, you know, my family, we're all Team Cap, you know, just in general. I know you're not a Cap person, but my daughter loves Captain America. And I mean, I'm on his side of that. Like it's funny because considering how I am politically, it's funny how much I like rogue operations that I don't want things like that, that Snowden tells us about. But like, those are always the people I cheer for is like, you know, Tom Cruise's group and Mission Impossible.
Right.
But like in this case, they did a pretty good job of saying, yeah, Tony's got his reasons. What was it? Was it Black Widow said, you know, we got to get one hand on the wheel. Even if we don't have both hands on the wheel, we can still have one hand on the wheel. I thought that was a really good way to put it. Like, if we don't police ourselves, they're going to shut this whole thing down. Watch out for Ross, though, man. The old celebrity in a Marvel movie. Always be careful of the old celebrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your professor of the dark arts.
Defense against the dark arts. That's right.
So, mm-hmm. They got a lot of problems with staffing at Hogwarts.
Yeah, you know, I'm on book 4 or 5.
Nice.
The Phoenix. Order the Phoenix.
It's a good one. It's a long one. Longest book, shortest movie.
Really?
Yep. Turns out.
Is that factual?
Probably.
Okay.
Order. Hey, let me look it up. Pick a title. I have to urinate. I have to urinate. Beep boop. Long bottom.
Oh man, I don't know if you saw it. Damn it. We should have talked about this during the show. Ruining it. We should have talked about this during the show. The new Suicide Squad trailer featuring my favorite of all time, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh, you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I want to skip.
Sexied her up a little bit.
I want to skip right to the Harley Quinn spinoff movie, though, that was just announced.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think
you're
it's
not
good.
Interested in that. You're not. It's my good. Son it's thought
DC,
it was great.
DC meets the Nine Inch Nails video. I have mixed feelings about Harley Quinn because I really like her character, but like the comic that introduced me to Harley Quinn with her origin story, you know, she's I'm not gonna say problematic, but she's a character that comes with baggage. And the way they sexy her up is kind of a little troubling to me. She's totally hot, but I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I don't know. She's overly sexed up in that, is she?
Yes.
Okay.
At 766 pages, 870 in the American, it's the longest book in the Harry Potter series. And I'm pretty sure it's the shortest movie.
I thought they got longer. Each book got longer than the previous.
That's what she thought. Did you get a title?
Oh, let me go in here and see. I was not in the...
We had one person in there this week.
I was not in there.
Yeah.
Talking to a lady in a cylinder.
Mm. Yeah.
Surprise endoscopy.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah. That was yours. That was good.
All right.
All right. Put that in. First I refresh so I don't step on anything. All right. Now I'll write up some showy McShow notes. I just already export this out using that Ecamm movie tools. Ha, ha, ha.
Boom.
I already put it into Overcast. Ha, ha. Overcast uploads are the best. Are you using that much?
No.
Oh, my God. I love it. You just go in and upload a file, and then it's in your Overcast everywhere. It's incredible. It's great for listening to, like, previews. I used to use, God, what would I use? Like, I had a private podcast feed I would listen to in Instacast. Like, I would just use Instacast for listening to this one private feed I made. This makes it so easy. You can't share stuff that's uploaded, I don't think, but it's great to be able to just upload a file and it's all in your regular Instacast or Overcast. I need to eat. I need to eat.
Go eat.
All right. all right. Bye, Dan. Bye, Jackals. Hey, hey, hey. Just so you know, like I told Hattie, I ain't got no hero yet. And I hope it made it okay.
Oh, yeah. Where's the arrows, Hattie?
Well, you said last Tuesday it would arrive by the end of the week. No big, except I'm fucking dying for this thing.
She says she's giving the thumbs up saying they're coming.
Well, yeah, I'm just letting you know. So I don't know when this
is. I don't have one.
All I'm saying is I want this thing.
Yeah, I want it too.
I need it.
Hattie, where are they? Where are they?
She's checking on it. Don't worry. I've been
talking. She's sitting there eating a Kind bar now.
Kind bar. I've been talking.
Unwrapping a Kind
bar. She's doing her job. Yeah, I just don't trust the mail anymore. The thing is, when you go to their site, you buy it via Amazon on their site. That's and on weird. Amazon, it ships in 2 days. That's why I thought,
2 days you can get from Amazon, he says.
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong. Could be raining. Okay. Young Frankenstein.
Not even the rain.
Could be worse.
Such small hands.
Could be worse. Could be raining. That's a good movie.
Is that good for kids?
You know... it's just a little sexy.
Yeah.
And I don't think she'll get the references. She doesn't know Universal monster movies.
Yeah, you know? They don't know those, do they?
You don't get nearly as much Frankenstein today as Frankenstein was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He was the monster. He's the scary one.
Monster. He was the apex monster. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.